The owned and operated White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's
ABC
best
News,
interest
I'm
in mind.
Daria Albinger,
if
a
you
lot
need
of
limestone or concrete products,
one vote.
Or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431
Senate confirms
or 425-4510.
Just hours after Alabama's Tommy Tuberville lifted his blockade the Republican had been protesting, Pentagon policy on abortions. More than a month after a trickle of foreign nationals left Gaza by the Rafah crossing, the State Department is now saying more than 1,000 Americans are trying to get out. House Republicans negotiating with the White House over Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to tie funding for Ukraine to U.S. border security.
Without border security, the votes don't exist in the House. Not with House Republicans.
Florida GOP Byron Donalds. The Speaker says the House will hold a formal vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The White House pledging $3 billion to start laying track for high-speed rail between Las Vegas and L.A. This is ABC News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
We're ready to help turn your money into more money. With our best 7-month no penalties fee, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00% annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/flexibility.
If you need to withdraw
don't let
early,
an injury
there's no
keep
penalty.
You down. Board-certified
like
orthopedic surgeons, Dr.
Helpful.
Winmore, and
open
Dr.
an account
Ed
today
Roeder
at rfs.com/flexiblesavings or at any of our 200-plus locations.
Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative...
We welcome you back to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7, KCTT, Yellow Mountain Home, Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman. Here at courtside at Bomber Gymnasium. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio as Mountain Homes girls getting ready to play Valley View in the first game of this doubleheader. Taking a look at the starting lines first for Valley View and their Road Blues, coached by six-year coach Angie Ellis. She'll be going with one junior, Annika Wilbanks at 6 foot. She'll be joined by four sophomores, Bella Seaman at 5'7", Brianna Huff at 5'10", Ruby Reynolds at 5'5", and Bonnie Fagan at 5'9". Mount Home in their home whites, coached by Dale Leonard. They'll be going with Parker Husky, a 5'8 senior. She'll be joined by two juniors, Lakin Moore at 6 foot and Wynton Coleman at 5'7", actually three juniors. Forgot Anna McCarran at 6'4". And rounding out the starting lineup is Jayla Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore. Mountain Home out on the floor. Valley View is getting some last-second instructions from Coach Ellis.
Yeah, you know, neon night is good to be back at the hangar. The
sure
students
is.
Are all dressed up in neon over here. The boom squad's been full effect. People are piling in. Gym's pretty full for a non-conference game on a Tuesday night. And let's play some basketball here in Mountain Home.
Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. Anna McCarn will jump center for Mountain Home. Annika Wilbanks will try to win the tip for the Lady Blazers. And we're having some clock issues already.
Yeah, we got the... 1 o'clock going on now. We're ready.
Okay. I think we're, it looks like we're good now. All right. So.
Rookie mistake.
So the ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home, and they're quickly back the other way. Lakin Moore going into lane for the layup. A little too strong, and the rebound is controlled by Valley View.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see. Mountain Home's going to have full court pressure on Valley View. They're going to try to get in their legs. They're not a very deep team, but they're a team that we feel like we can turn over in pressure.
Ball is at the low block, and putting up the jumper there is Bella Seaman. Good, and the Lady Blazers strike first.
And I was looking, Mountain Home's got four losses on the season. We were looking at the record of those four teams. It's like 28-2.
Ball is down on the low block. The shot is put up, no good. Mountain Home gets their own rebound, couldn't get the put back, and then this time the ball comes to the Lady Blazers. Ball goes down into the paint to Huff. She gets a layup good, and it's already 4-0.
Yeah, right now Valley View is just up and down the floor quicker than Mountain Home.
Here is Moore giving it to Yonkers on the right side. She's going to put up the three on the wing. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Ruby Reynolds.
Yeah, so far it's Jayla. She's got a couple shots up, just hadn't been able to see one fall yet. Mountain Home's 0-4 from the floor.
Fagan on the right side, trying to throw it down into the paint. Ball was a little bit out of reach. She was able to chase it down and avoid the turnover. Ball is back with Fagan. She drills to the right block, to the low block, and loses the handle of the ball. Goes out of bounds, and that will be the Lady Blazers' first turnover of the night.
Yeah, good defense right there by Wynton Coleman. Just kind of bodied her up, didn't allow Fagan to get to the rack. She got a step on her, but Wynton was there to close the gap, and Fagan's dribbled it off her leg.
6:40 left in the opening period. Valley View up 4-0. Here is Yonkers throwing it over to Moore on the left side, giving it back there to Yonkers. And she finds Moore cutting into the lane for the layup. Good, and Mount Home is on the board.
Nice little set play right there. Backdoor cut, getting a backdoor screen for Lakin. And Lakin was able to hit it. Great pass there by Yonkers.
Lady Bombers trail 4-2. 6:20 left in the opening period. Ball is up top with Fagan, who will set the offense. Mount Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the left side to Wilbanks. Now up top, it goes to Seaman over on the right side now to Reynolds. Reynolds will throw it up top to Huff. Over on the left side now to Seaman. Down on the in the low block to Reynolds. She'll dribble, she'll kick it out into the left corner to Seaman. Her jumper up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
Good box out there. Good contest by Jalen, then turn around and box out. Didn't get caught watching that ball going up. She turned around, boxed out, and ball came right back to her.
Ball's with Husky on the right side. She's going to dribble into lane, kick it out to Coleman on the left side for the three for the lead. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Fagan. She quickly throws it to Reynolds in the front court. Ball's knocked away down the paint. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Yonkers. And Valley View will inbound it with 5:35 left in the opening half. In the opening quarter, as they lead by two.
Yeah, Valley View's wanting to run a little bit right here, it looks like. And Mountain Home, I think we'll take a game like that.
Ball goes down the low block to Wilbanks. She immediately puts up the layup. Good. 6-2, Lady Blazers up. 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter.
Yeah, the only difference so far in this game is that right now Valley View's hitting their shots.
And finding ways to get to the basket,
they
too.
They are, yep.
Ball goes up top to Yonkers. She puts up the three. No good. And the rebound's knocked around and is chased down. Ball still loose. Last touch. They're going to say by Fagan, and it will be Mount Home keeping possession with 5:12 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, good hustle there by Witten. She came across from the other side, was able to knock the ball off the Valley View player as it goes out of bounds on the sideline.
Lady Bombers trail 6-2, a little over 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Moore with it up top. Takes a screen from McCarn, drills the elbow, kicks it out to Husky in the left corner. She will find Moore as she has in the left corner. Her three-pointer's up, good.
Yeah, there we go. Nice little inside-outside game by Mountain Home right there.
6-5, Valley View up with 4:53 left in the first quarter. Fagan looks to bring the ball into the front court. Does get it across the timeline.
Barely. She was just kind of walking, almost got a 10-second by not getting across.
Oh, I know. Ball goes around the right side to Reynolds. She's going to put up the three-pointer. A little too strong, and Yonkers chases down the rebound. She's quickly into the front court. 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Yonkers throws it to Coleman, to Husky in the left corner. Finds Moore just outside the paint. Now she's going to the low block for the layup. Off the glass, no good. McCarn gets the offensive rebound, tries to get the putback, can't get to go, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with a chance to give Mount Home their first lead of the night.
Yeah, right there. Anna has been right there on offensive rebounds the whole time. She just hadn't had her jump timed just right. Right there, she was able to time her jump. She went up and high-pointed that ball, pounded that ball, went up, took the foul, and just couldn't quite get it to fall, though.
McCarron does miss the first free throw. That foul was on Bonnie Fagan, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Blazers. McCarron's second free throw is up and in, so we have our first tie of the night. 6-6 our score with 4:19 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Reynolds. She will give it to Seaman, who gets it into the front court. It's quickly heading towards the paint. Now it kicks out to Fagan. She's going to put up the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Moore. She's quickly back the other way.
Mount Home's looking to run it out and going to get an open three on transition.
Yonkers does put the three, no good. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She goes back up with it. She'll draw another foul and head right back to the free throw line with another chance to put Mount Home on top.
That's 23 right there. That's two fouls in a row there on 23, right?
No. The first one was on
24, right?
Yeah. Okay. Ruby Reynolds picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Blazers. McCarn hits her first free throw, and that does give Mount Home their first lead of the night.
Anna should be able to have a night down low. Mountain Home's looking for that post scoring right there, and Anna's doing it on the offensive rebounds right now.
She hits both free throws here. 3 of 4 on the night, 3 points. 8-6, Lady Bombers up on top with about 4 minutes left in the opening period. Mountain Home going with his own press and gets a little too aggressive as they get called for the reach-in.
Yeah, that's one thing that you're seeing right here is Mountain Home switching up this press offense. We're pressing Valley View. It'll go from a man press to a zone press to kind of a laid-back man running jump. Right now, every time down the floor, it looks like we're doing something different.
That's Jayla Yonkers' first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Seaman, and she loses the ball. It goes, looks like, off the leg of a Lady Bomber and out of bounds on the far sideline. It will be Valley View inbounding it with 3:49 left in the first quarter. Again, Lady Bombers up 8-6. Inbound pass goes to Huff. She loses her footing and is caught and it draws a little contact.
Looks like they're going to get Parker right there on that foul.
That's Huskies' first personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. So it gives the Lady Blazers a fresh 35. 3:47 left to play in the opening quarter. Inbound pass will be triggered by Seaman. Coach Ellis is yelling for the inbound pass. But no, they put it on the sideline. Seaman with it, dribbling to the elbow. Gives it there to Reynolds, who's going in for the layup. No good. And rebounds controlled by McCarn. Finds Moore, gives it to Coleman, who's quickly into the front court. She's going in where the layup shot is blocked. And now they're going to call Coleman for the travel.
Yeah, Whitten caught the ball, was trying to look offside as if it was going to be somebody running down through there. Nobody was there and took a little bunny step. She needs to catch that ball, face the goal, see what's going on. And she had nobody in front of her. She probably could have went in for a layup.
Inbound pass goes to Huff. She picks up her dribble, probably sooner than she meant to. Now gets it to Reynolds into the front court. Reynolds has it on the right wing. She's met by a double team. Tries to throw it down on a low block to Wilbanks. Pass was well wide of her and out of bounds, and that will be another turnover against Valley View.
Yeah, that's one of those deals that the press led them into the half court. Mountain Home stayed in the press and was able to get the trap here on the sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench and was able to get the easy turnover.
3:17 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball and the 8-6 advantage. Husky into the front court. Picks up her dribble, trying to figure out where to go. That gives it, tries to throw it to Moore. She is able to chase it down before it goes out of bounds. She's going to put up the long three on the right side. It will not go. And the rebound is controlled by McCarn. She goes back up with it. It's fouled on the way up, and she'll go right back to the free throw line.
I'll tell you, Matt, that's going to go down as Anna McCarn getting that rebound, but Jayla Yonkers was 100% responsible for that ball going to Anna. Jayla crashed really, really hard there, jumped up, got a hand on the ball. The ball fell right into Anna's hand, and she went up for the two.
That's Wilbanks' first personal foul, team foul number three against Valley View here in the first quarter. First free throw from McCarn is up and in.
That's already five offensive rebounds. Mountain Home out-rebounding Valley View 9-2 right here, but five offensive rebounds leading to four easy points for the Lady Bombers.
Anna McCarn now with 5 points, all at the free throw line, 5 of 6 on the night as she hits both here. And now Valley View is – nope, I'm sorry, I thought they were calling a timeout, but no, it's a foul against Mountain Home.
Yeah, McCarn got her hands on the ball handler there just a little bit too much.
That's McCarn's first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the first quarter. About 3 minutes left to play in the opening period. Inbound pass goes to Huff. She's has her pocket picked from behind as Husky comes up with a steal.
Once again, same thing. Led that trap all the way into the half court here. Witten turned her. Witten Parker came from behind, and what a move by Jayla Yonkers right here.
Jayla Yonkers does get the layup. Her first points of the night. 12-6, Mountain Home up. 2:40 left in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Will Banks. She puts up the layup, and she gets it.
That's kind of lucky they threw the ball up. Wilbanks just fell into her hands right there, and she was able to get up for two.
She has four on the night. 12-8, Mountain Home up. 2:24 left in the first quarter. Husky drills to the right side. Gives it to Yonkers. She has it on the wing. Now up top to Moore. Moore's going to drill to the elbow. Finds Husky near the corner. She's going to drill toward the elbow. Throw it up top to Yonkers. She dribbles to the low block. I think she's looking for McCarn, but nowhere near that pass and goes out of bounds. Another turnover against Mountain Home.
Jayla, good job getting feet in the paint. She tried to bounce pass it down to Anna, thinking Anna was going to stay at the post. Anna rolled to the opposite post over there, which is why that pass went away.
Here is Seaman with it. She's trying to avoid a double team in the backcourt. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. She will get it into the front court to Fagan. Fagan's going to drill to the low block, going in for the layup. Good.
Bonnie Fagan
with her first 2 points of the night.
Decent little play by Wilbanks there. She was able to pin her girl as Fagan was trying to get to the hole, so Mountain Home couldn't slide over and help on the layup.
Here's Husky dribbling to the right elbow, kicks out on the wing to Coleman. Coleman's dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup, a little too strong. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by McCarn, and it will be Valley View's ball with 1:41 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, Whitten got a little too quick right there. She got to the lane and got to the point. She's got to slow down.
Jayla Yonkers and Lake and Moore check out of the game as Ashlyn Estes and Sarah Williams come in. Estes, a 5'9 senior, and Williams, a 5'9 junior. It will be Seaman inbounding the ball. Mountain Home going with the press, and it works as Williams steals the inbound pass, but Mountain Home's about to turn it back over. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be a turnover as the possession arrow points towards the Lady Blazers.
That's Mountain Home's first turnover of the night. Do they have another one?
Then we just get called.
Oh, yeah, we did. Sorry, you're right. Yeah,
Jayla. Yeah. Here is
Matt's hard over here on my end of things. That's a ball.
Here is Seaman with it. She gets it to the front court. Now is met by a double team. Avoids it by throwing it up top to Fagan. Now Reynolds has it on the right side. She throws it down to Huff on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass and in. Good shot by Huff.
Yeah, she was. She was able to pin Sarah Claire down there on the block and just use her body and go up for two.
Husky into the front court. And now Husky's called for the carry. 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home and Valley View knotted up at 12 right now. This game so far had two ties and one lead change. Seaman inbounding the ball on the far sideline. She gets into Reynolds. Tries to throw it to Fagan. Goes out for her, well over her head and out of bounds. Another turnover against Valley View. Olivia Fossus, a 6-foot sophomore coming in, replacing Anna McCarn. And for Valley View, it will be Racy Talley coming in as she will replace. Let's see, who was that that checked out? I believe that was Wilbanks.
No, Wilbanks is still
oh,
in.
Oh, you're five, right. You're yeah. right. Okay. Well, we'll try, see if we can turn that
23, I think, is who she got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. It was Reynolds. Here is Coleman with it. She tries to throw it down to Fossness. Ball is tipped away and stolen by Valley View, and now they're fouled in the backcourt. 51 and a half seconds. Let's play in the first quarter, and we're tied at 12. Whitten Coleman picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers. Coleman's going to check out of the game as Yonkers comes back in. And now, no whistle.
Yeah, timeout.
Okay,
here.
So Valley View is going to call timeout. So we'll break with 51 and a half seconds left. It is Valley View and Mountain Home knotted up at 12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Man's immediate plan attention.
Plan started just $49.95 a month.
They can fix that.
Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221.
Make it their priority to see you as soon as possible.
Com.
You'll benefit
you may also
from the subscribe
by visiting North Arkansas Electric
who really care
office.
About getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at number 3
Uh-oh.
Medical Plaza
Sounds
Mountain
like you
Home
need some new glass.
Or during clinic
clear
hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at
knoxorthopedics.com.
Valley View taking their first time out of the night with 51 and a half seconds left to play in the opening period. Again, we're tied up at 12 right now.
I'll be honest, probably if you're grading the Lady Bombers on this first quarter right here, I'd say you're going to give them a C+, maybe B-. It's one of those ones that 5 seconds right here, good.
Will that help their letter grade a little bit?
No, not really, because we're not making shots, right? Like,
yeah.
We're not playing great, and it's still 12-12. Just wait till we turn it on. I think you're going to see the gap get widened pretty good right here for the Lady Bombers.
Well, Valley View does commit the turnover on the 5-second count. Inbound pass goes to Estes. She dribbles to the elbow. Almost has ball knocked away. Now she does. And Valley View comes up with another steal. Here is Tally back the other way. She will find Seaman cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. We've got our second lead change of the night. 35 seconds left. Valley View up 14-12. Here is Estes going into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go, and the rebound's controlled by the Lady Blazers.
Yeah, Blazers just beating. They're just beating now. They turn it over. I was going to say, they're just beating Mountain Home up and down the floor right now.
Yep. Sometimes they're getting just a little carried away, though, like there, so on the travel call. So Mountain Home will get the ball back with 24.2 left in the first quarter as they trail by two. Sarah Williams, Libby Fossness, and Ashlyn Estes check out of the game as Anna McCarn, Whitten Coleman and Lakin Moore come back in.
See if we get one last shot here and either tie this game or take the lead heading into the second quarter.
Shot clock is off. Here is Husky finding McCarn on the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound's controlled by Huff. She had a good look.
She did.
10 seconds left. Here is Seaman with it. Now she's going to draw a little contact.
That's going to be Parker's second foul, and it's going to put Valley View at the line.
Yep, with 7 seconds left playing in the quarter. It is Parker Husky's second personal foul, fifth team foul against Mountain Home. So Bella Seaman will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. To try to extend the Lady Blazers lead right now. First shot is up, good. She can make it a two possession game for this next one. Coming in right now for Valley View as is Mallory Welch, a 5'6 senior. As she'll replace Bonnie Fagan. Second shot for Seaman is up. Bounces around, does not go. And the rebound looks like Yonkers going to draw a little contact as she gets the rebound. They're going to give that to Bella Seaman. That's her first personal foul. That's the last foul Valley View has to give this quarter, but there's only 5.1 left on the clock.
I was hoping Mountain Home would be at the free throw line out there too, but we're one foul away from it.
Yonkers walking a little gingerly there.
Yeah, she got hip checked pretty good.
Yonkers does take the inbound pass. She will give it to Moore. She's going to put up the long three just inside the half court line. Oh, looked like it was online, just a little short. So we have reached the end of the first quarter after 8 minutes of play. It is Valley View leading Mountain Home 15-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4444.